Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting raged Friday near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine as inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency expressed concern over the facility's physical integrity, but they did not blame either warring side. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said that he expects to produce a report early next week, as soon as we have the full picture of the situation by the end of the weekend, more or less. Speaking to reporters in Vienna after returning from the nuclear power plant, he said he will brief the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Russian energy giant Gazprom says it cannot resume the supply of natural gas through a key pipeline to Germany for now because of what it said was a need for urgent maintenance work. Now, Friday's announcement came just hours before Gazprom was due to resume deliveries. The Russian state-run energy company had shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline on Wednesday for what it said would be 3 days of work. It said in a social media post Friday evening that it had identified malfunctions of a turbine and said the pipeline would not work unless those were eliminated. After a new UN report concluded that China's crackdown in its far west Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity, China is using a well-known era war tactic to deflect criticism, and that is to blame Western conspiracy. At home, it's found a willing audience, but abroad, it's angered Uyghurs and alienated foreigners as a result. The result has been a splintering of views on Xinjiang and China in the West, a gap that threatens to fracture already poor relations. With Independent Information Center, the authorities have been largely successful in shaping the narrative within China's borders. This is VOA News. At least 8 migrants were found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens attempted a hazardous crossing near Eagle Pass, Texas, according to officials on Friday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Mexican officials made that discovery Thursday while responding to a large group of people crossing the river following days of heavy rains that resulted in particularly swift currents. U.S. officials recovered 6 bodies while Mexican teams recovered 2 others, according to a CBP statement. The agency said U.S. crews rescued 37 others from the river and detained 16 more, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody. Officials on both sides of the border continue searching for any possible victims. CPD did not say what country or countries the migrants were from and did not provide any additional information on the rescue or search. Local agencies in Texas that were involved did not immediately respond to requests for additional information. Along with highly classified government documents, the FBI agents who searched former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate found dozens of empty folders marked classified but with nothing inside and no explanation of what might have been there, according to a more detailed inventory of the seized material made public on Friday. The agents also found more than 10,000 other government documents kept by Trump with no classification marked. The inventory compiled by the Justice Department reveals in general terms the contents of 33 boxes and containers taken from Trump's office in a storage room at Mar-a-Lago during the August 8th search. Though the inventory does not describe the content of the documents, it does show the extent of which classified information, including material at the top secret level, was stashed in boxes at the home and mixed among newspapers, magazines, clothing, and other personal items. At the end, the empty folders raise a question of whether the government has recovered all the classified papers that Trump kept after leaving the White House. As Argentina's powerful vice president, Cristina Fernandez, stepped from her car outside her apartment building and began shaking hands with a throng of well-wishers, a man pushed forward with a gun pointed at just inches from her head and pulled the trigger with a distinct click. The loaded weapon evidently jammed. Fernandez's security detail seized the gunman and took him away, and 69-year-old former president of Argentina was unhurt. The apparent assassination attempt against the deeply divisive figure Thursday shook Argentina, a country with a history of political violence and worse intentions in the sharply divided nation. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.